Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Personally, I have absolutely zero concern about the Giants quarterback situation for the next decade, considering that there is this huge long line of successful Duke quarterbacks in the NFL.
Steve Spurrier would be proud today. You know, he always puts Duke in his top 25, even when they're not a good football team, when he was head coach. But the Giants drafted a Duke quarterback at number 6. And the Jaguar fans are just dancing in the streets. Oakland Raiders, New York Giants, the Jacksonville Jaguars say thank you very much.
They should write both organizations a thank you letter for Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, the best pass rusher in college football, the SEC Player of the Year in 2018, Defensive Player of the Year, is a Jacksonville Jaguar.
The Giants didn't have that bad of a first round. When you take into consideration the other two guys that they got.
Okay. I mean, they needed help on defense, which they got. But they need help at quarterback. I mean, you lost OBJ. They chose OBJ. They chose Eli Manning over Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants did. Shipped him off to Cleveland, and then you're going to draft a Duke quarterback to come in here as the heir apparent to Eli Manning. Wow, and there were some good quarterbacks still on the board.
Defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence at 17, and then they got Georgia alum DeAndre Baker at 30.
DeAndre's a good lockdown corner. He'll help the Giants. They need help everywhere if you've watched the Giants the last couple of years. They haven't been a very good football team.
No. Two Super Bowls for Eli. That's why he's still there.
Okay. I mean, how long does that carry you? I guess for a career?
Shouldn't it?
I don't know. I mean, you have to ask yourself, is Eli, and the answer is already yes, is he past his prime? Should he be the starting quarterback still for the New York Giants? Apparently, they think so. They're bringing in a young kid now from Duke. What's his name? Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. And so they passed on Dwayne Haskins. They passed on Drew Locke. Who else did they pass on? The Giants at quarterback.
Well, yep. This isn't a very deep quarterback class, so, I mean, that's pretty much
the top two or three were pretty quality. I mean, the NC State guy, a Finley kid's a good quarterback.
Could there be any better situation for Drew Locke to have fallen to Denver?
No, not with in my opinion, one of the top five quarterbacks of all time running the show in Denver, John Elway. Perfect fit for him. Kind of a bridge guy. You got Joe Flacco in now at Denver. You know, Joe's at the tail end of his career, and Flacco will be a bridge quarterback until Drew Locke's ready to take over out there.
Write this down.
Oh, God.
The Jaguars will be going deep into the AFC playoffs.
You just picked them at 6-10 last week on this show.
And I'm telling you now.
Okay. With one pick.
Going deep into the playoffs.
Okay. Write this down. Last week, 6-10. Now they're going into the playoffs. Deep run into the playoffs. I like the pick for Jacksonville.
Two great picks. Juwan Taylor.
They needed help on the offensive line. They got it with Taylor, kid from Florida. And, whew, Josh Allen, to me, he might have, he's probably him or Bosa. It went to, who'd Bosa go to? He went to the 49ers. To me, those were the two top prospects in the draft.
Juwan Taylor at tackle.
Yep.
I'm looking to see what other picks the Jags made, if they made any.
They need help at wide receiver, but they needed help at offensive lineman. And they needed a pass rush to get back to 2017 standards. And they've gotten it now.
That's right. tight end out of San Jose State, Josh Oliver, in the third round.
They needed tight end help, too.
Yep. And then also in the third round, they got Quincy Williams, safety from Murray State.
Okay, and they lost Gibson in that secondary, too, to free agency. So they've addressed with their first four picks, they have addressed needs on the team, which is a good job by Tom Coughlin and the Jaguars.
Jag fans, get your Super Bowl tickets now.
I mean, I love the pick. I think Josh Allen's a pro. He might be a Pro Bowl player as a rookie. He's that good.
The Atlanta Falcons went offensive line with their two picks in the first round, and they don't pick again until round four.
Matty Ice is saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, because I was picking myself off the turf a lot last year. Falcons really needed some help on the offensive line, and they got it.
I saw a stat that Matt Ryan was hit the most of any quarterback in the NFL last year.
Oh, he was hit a lot.
Yeah.
He was hit a lot, and Matty Ice is not the most mobile of quarterbacks either. And so he took his beating. So the Falcons addressed a glaring weakness on their team, which was offensive line. And, you don't get the high grades when you draft offensive linemen, but it was a desperate need for the team, and they drafted two in the first round.
I've always said that in the NFL draft, when you're a team that's drafting offensive linemen, that means that you're close.
Or just, yeah. You got to have a quarterback.
Well, when that's why you're drafting offensive linemen.
Got to have that quarterback. And I'm still scratching my head over the pick the Giants made at quarterback. I mean,
Daniel Jones was just as confused. Did you see his reaction?
Yeah.
What?
Kind of was like Draft Day, the movie, when they drafted the linebacker first. You remember that? You ever watched the movie Draft Day?
I've never seen it.
That was a good movie. But, yes. And, I don't know about that pick, Jason. We'll see 4 or 5 years down the road if Eli's still not playing in New York. He may stay. They may prop him up on the sidelines when he's 50. Who knows?
He won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he has.
Beat Tom Brady twice.
He beat Tom Brady twice. That's his claim to fame. Who beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl?
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Do I win a shirt?
No. Maybe.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
Duval!
That's good stuff right there.
Get your Super Bowl tickets now, Jags fans. I'm telling you now.
They go from 6-10 last, and we're talking about a week, folks, with Jason Bishop. They go from 6-10. Last segment of last week's show, we went through the Jags schedule. I had them 10-6, by the way, and probably a wild card team. Jason Bishop had them 6-10. And now, a week later, with the addition of an offensive tackle and Josh Allen, get your Super Bowl ticket. See, that's the inconsistency that we deal with here every week, man.
It's just the world that we live in,
Kevin. Just inconsistent. Things, you're like a Richter scale, man. You're just up and down, up and down. I mean, like that roller coaster, you know, Scream Machine at Six Flags. You're just up and down, man. Never know which bishop you're going to get here.
Wait, what? We've got... Breaking news, the Jags are going to the Super Bowl.
Breaking news, the Jags are going to the Super Bowl. They need help at wide receiver. They got to have a playmaker at wide receiver. They need to try to address that in the draft today.
Kip's butthurt list coming up later in the show. We also have Braves talk, the NBA playoffs. The Nuggets are in trouble.
We'll see.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection And if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. You can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Statesboro Blue Devils returned to the playoffs last season and will be looking to build on that success. Their 2019 schedule looks like this. Statesboro will host a scrimmage jamboree against Southeast Bullock and Portal on August the 9th, and then scrimmage Swainsboro at home on August the 16th. The season begins for real on August the 30th at home against Greenbrier. The Blue Devils will also host Veterans, West Lawrence, Ware, and New Hampstead. Statesboro will take to the road against Liberty, Effingham, Burke, Wayne, and South Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. The AAF will induct Steve Spurrier into his Hall of Fame as the best coach ever right after they come out of bankruptcy court.
Mm.
Damian Lillard is the second best player in the NBA, right behind LeBron. Breaking news, the Braves bullpen still needs help. Why does the NBA even play a first round? Hashtag boring. Write this down. The Rockets are the best team in the West.
No, they're not.
Antonio Brown, they gave your money to Ben Roethlisberger.
They did.
Mike Soroka, the future. Kyler Murray is not Drew Brees. Can anyone tell me who the hell the Giants drafted at quarterback in the first round? Oh, another one of those long line of Duke quarterbacks that have had success in the NFL. Jags, Super Bowl contenders. Nuggets, you're about to get Popoviched. Write this down. The Warriors will not get out of the West. NBA playoff ratings, worse than Walking Dead ratings. Winter is here, and so is Aegon Targaryen. Russell Westbrook, overrated. To close, I have two words for you. End game. And these are my thoughts.
That shot Damian Lillard hit to put the Thunder out 37 feet. Boom. See ya. And then you got Paul George whining to the media. That was a bad shot. It's not bad if you make it.
And considering that he hits that shot with pretty good consistency when he takes it, is it a bad shot? I mean, if it doesn't, is it a bad shot if he takes it in that situation and misses? No, because then you go to overtime.
That's right. I mean, that was his 50th point on the night, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he took a lot of bad shots. Well, yeah. Won't you just play the tape in the offseason, Paul George, and watch all those bad shots drain primarily over you?
But see, I don't even want to blame Paul George because, granted, he is playing defense a good bit beyond the three-point line, and he had a fantastic game to keep the Thunder season alive. Where I was saying in the weekend review, Russell Westbrook is overrated. Where were you? Where were you in crunch time?
He was building condominiums because he was throwing up a lot of bricks.
Good Lord.
Yes, he was.
Where were you in crunch time? Paul George was carrying it, and you're throwing up shot after shot that doesn't go in. If you're going to shoot and miss, give the ball to Paul George, who was having a great night.
You know why I love Kevin Durant? I'm going to tell you why. One of the primary reasons, I think he's a visionary. I think he's a great player. And I think that he saw the writing on the wall in Oklahoma City. He saw that you cannot win a championship on a team with Russell Westbrook. And that's why he got out of Oklahoma City.
That's probably why Russell Westbrook got so pissed when he left.
That's right. You cannot. This guy is he's a team killer. You can't win with this guy. I mean he's going to get his triple doubles, but that's about it. He's a stat guy.
Carmelo.
I hate to say it, but Carmelo won a championship in college. But, I mean, this guy, they're not going to win anything in Oklahoma City as long as he's there.
No, I agree.
He's going to have to change his whole mentality. If Russell Westbrook wants to win a championship, he's going to have to probably leave Oklahoma City and probably suck up his pride and go be a role player on a team, maybe a super team or something.
A guy that comes off the bench when a team needs scoring. That's what he needs to be. You're right. That's if he's going to win a championship, that's what he's going to have to become. Because he's not ever, no team ever, is going to win a championship with Russell Westbrook as your number one option.
He's running. He's point guard, and it's like a, you know, it's like a black hole. You're not going to get the ball. Mm-hmm, no. It goes in there. It's gone.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. By the way, we'll get to our Twitter questions of the week last week so we can add some this week. Brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The Atlanta Braves are still in the race in the National League East, despite the fact that they haven't really pitched well, especially with the bullpen. They're a game under 500 and a game and a half behind the 14-12 Phillies. They're in third place.
That's going to be a division where if you hang around 500 for the year, you're going to have a shot in that division down the stretch.
I mean, but see, I kind of feel like there's going to come a point to where one of those teams is going to win 20 to 25 games, something like that, something silly, to pull away.
Mm.
But other than that, you're right. Like, I think this division is just going to beat up on itself all year long. The Nationals are really good. The Braves, Phillies, and Mets all are really good.
If you could say, Braves, we're going to check you in. Season's going to be over now. We're just going to let you 88 wins without winning the NL East.
No.
88 and 72. You don't think it'll win
No.
You don't think it'll win the division?
I think it's going to take 92.
92. Okay.
I think 80. I mean, 88 games, I think, leaves you short.
88 and 74.
Gets you in as a wild card. Well, probably not. Probably not.
Probably not in the National League.
Nope. 92 wins is what it's going to take to win the division.
92.
Write that down.
Yeah, we write down. That means the division winner will win 85 games. And we don't write stuff down that you predict on this show. He had a lot of write this down on this segment you just finished up. The Braves, though, they got to do something with the bullpen, Jason. I mean, we talk about it ad nauseum here on this show, but there's got to be some answers there.
The reason the Braves have not signed Craig Kimbrell is because if they do, they have to come off of international money, which they were already docked when John Capella was doing all the shenanigans that he was doing. They lost a ton of that money that Major League Baseball took from them because they were basically cheating to sign international players. So the little bit that they have, they don't want to relinquish one single penny because they have so little. And if they were to sign Kimbrel, they have to give whatever that amount of it is to the Red Sox for compensation for signing him. That's the bottom line. So thus, they're not going to sign Craig Kimbrel. So Braves fans, give that up. It ain't happening.
They gotta have help in the bullpen. Relief, I mean, setup guy. They gotta have middle relief. They gotta have a closer. I mean, this is a team that needs help badly in the pitching department.
Here, I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
How bad's your bullpen now?
It's awful.
Okay. So do you think that all of these pitching prospects that you have in AAA can do any worse at the bullpen?
Probably not.
Okay. So in that case, you want to get these kids experience. They can't do any worse. Clean house in the bullpen. Bring those kids up and let them pitch out of the bullpen.
That's an answer. You could do that.
I'm full of answers.
Yeah.
I always have.
You're full of a lot of wrong answers, but you're never short of answers. The problem with you is just a lot of them, most of them are wrong.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
So this is the segment of the show where Kip Branch does his butt hurt segment. And so we'll go ahead and get our sponsors out of the way so that we can completely clear the itinerary for Kip Branch. CPOM, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, is brought to you by CPOM's Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. CPOM's Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, CPOM's Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the CPOM's Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
All right, so now we're going to get into Kip Branch's butt hurt segment.
Interactive butt hurt segment.
Kip says it's interactive. It's pretty much where he takes the whole show hostage. And go.
Jason, we got a tie for five this week. Coming in at tie for fifth, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Championship talent. Elementary school mentality. I mean, you cannot win a championship with Russell Westbrook. I think it's evident now with everybody out there who follows the NBA, you're just not going to win with this guy on your team until he changes his attitude. Thunder fans are butthurt this week. They got put out by Portland, a team that historically underachieves in the playoffs, but they put the Thunder out in five games.
Okay.
Tied at number five this week, the Los Angeles Angels. You got the highest paid player in sports. Let me say that again. You have the highest paid player in sports. You're at 11-16. You're in last place in the AL West in a, you know, pretty decent division, but you're in last place. And you got the richest contract in pro sports on the team. Great player. You want to build a team around him, but they don't have a team around him.
Mike Trout took a shot at LeBron James this past week, saying he'd like to see LeBron James hit a baseball.
I'd like to see. Well, okay. Number four this week, Jason, the Oakland Raiders. You pass up the best passer. You get rid of Khalil Mack. You send him to Chicago, and instantly Chicago's a contender in the NFC. You send him packing. You have a chance to draft a Khalil Mack clone in Josh Allen, and you pass him up in the with the third, fourth pick.
That's how much that one player can make a difference to an NFL team. That's why I've got the Jags. Write it down. Going to the Super Bowl.
They passed up Josh Allen. The Oakland Raiders did. John Gruden, that's on you. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Kansas City Chiefs. You lose. You mean you got Tyreek Hill in trouble with the law. You got Kareem Hunt that got shipped off because of trouble with the law. The Chiefs Nation is butt hurt. I mean, the franchise loses two of their most dynamic playmakers because they can't run straight with the law, and I don't know. The whole Hill situation is still to be determined, but the rumors and the things that you're hearing, if it comes to pass, then I never will root for that young man ever again on a football field.
Do they have Florida Gator coaches on their staff?
No.
Oh.
They've got Andy Reid, who, you know, gets to the AFC or NFC championship game and loses most of the time. Number two, which is might be a surprise to you, Jason, shows that I do research for the butt hurt list every week.
Okay.
Number two, the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
The only research you do for this show at all.
Yeah. The Mississippi State Bulldogs. Jason, the Bulldogs had three first-round draft picks on Thursday night in the NFL draft. Mississippi State, three first-round draft picks, and the Bulldogs went 8-5 last year. Explain that to me. Can you explain that to me?
They overachieved.
8-5 with three first-round draft picks, and you lost to Iowa in a bowl game.
Iowa's a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're apparently loaded with tight ends. had two tight ends taken in the first round. My Detroit Lions, they fell into the tight end trap at pick number 8. Needed a pass rush, but they drafted a tight end. Should have put them on the list. And number one this week, the New York Giants.
Ah.
They're number one on the butt hurt list. You've got an aging quarterback that's washed up in Eli Manning. You go out and you draft a prodigy from Duke University. We're not talking about Zion Williamson in Duke basketball. We're talking about, what's his name? Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones. He's even got a Duke name.
He's got a Duke name. You draft him to come in and be the savior of your franchise. Giant Nation is butt hurt. You're going to continue to lose to the Cowboys. You're going to continue to lose to the Eagles. And if you start losing to the Redskins consistently, then basically the world's going to end as a Giants fan. Keep in mind the Redskins drafted Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State that the Giants passed on. Wow.
None of those guys is it going to matter. The only quarterback in this year's draft that's going to amount to really anything is Josh Allen. I mean, not Josh Allen, Drew Locke. Why did I say Josh Allen?
He got drafted in the second round, but the Giants, who knows what they're thinking? I never know what the Giants are thinking. You get rid of the most dynamic. OBJ, like him or not, probably the most two or three top dynamic players in the NFL at his position, and you ship him off from the Giants. You know, you had, you know, the running back, Saquon Barkley, and you had OBJ. Those were your two marquee talents. And you ship off OBJ to Cleveland, and you choose Eli Manning over OBJ, and then you go out and draft Eli's successor.
Cleveland got Greedy Williams in the draft, too.
Yes, they did. Boy, the Browns are – you need to say something about write this down for the Browns. They're going to go 0-16. That means they'll go to the Super Bowl. You need to come up with something like that since you do those kind of things.
Let's go ahead and get the Twitter questions updated because I've been promising to do it since the first segment. And it hasn't
gotten
done.
Here we go.
All right, so question one from last week, updating the polls from last week. Is Kip Branch a closet LeBron James fan? 67% of our listening audience says yes.
Well, that's because you probably only had three voters. How many votes did we have?
Is Magic Johnson still welcome in Los Angeles? 50-50.
50-50. I read some stuff about the whole Magic situation this week that there were some inter-office emails going around where Jeannie Buss and some other person, I think, who took over Magic's job, the guy was emailing her, bad-mouthing Magic, stabbing him in the back. So Magic just basically felt like the environment for him to stay there and do his job wasn't good. So he decided to excuse himself from the situation.
Oh, poor Magic. Yeah, I mean, somebody wasn't holding his cup for him.
A lot of chaos.
Somebody had something negative to say.
A lot of chaos in the Lakers
Johnson.
Front office.
Poor Magic.
It all stems from you know what. I'm not saying his name. You brought his name up. I promised my listeners that I wouldn't talk to him, to talk about him this week, so I'm not mentioning his name.
Does Jason Bishop bring up LeBron James every week on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch? 67% of our listening audience says yes.
We got smart listeners out there.
The fact of the matter is,
he just brought him up.
I don't
twice.
I don't bring him up. You do, you and then you blame
up.
Me.
You brought him up twice with your Twitter questions. I mean, that's what you do. Then try to play, oh, that's the questions we ask the audience.
It is the question. What
you just couldn't wait.
Am I supposed to read them?
I mean, you read them. You brought him up. I'm not mentioning his name. I mean, the only thing I'll say about him, and we're about to go to break, is what time does he tip off this weekend?
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents
the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Statesboro Blue Devils returned to the playoffs last season and will be looking to build on that success. Their 2019 schedule looks like this. Statesboro will host a scrimmage jamboree against Southeast Bullock and Portal on August the 9th, and then scrimmage Swainsboro at home on August the 16th. The season begins for real on August the 30th at home against Greenbrier. The Blue Devils will also host Veterans, West Lawrence, Ware, and New Hampstead. Statesboro will take to the road against Liberty, Effingham, Burke, Wayne, and South Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Termite season is here, and here's a fact. Homeowners insurance does not cover termite damage. That could mean you having to pay thousands to undo damage from these pests. Or you could call Peachtree Pest Control for a termite inspection, and if the pros at Peachtree Pest Control need to treat your home for termites, you will receive $100 off the treatment. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Srixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
So we got into a discussion in the break about the Golden State Warriors not being focused to win the NBA championship this year, and I don't think that they will because I think their motivation isn't there. I think they've got their eyes on 100 different things. They're more concerned with sponsorships and commercials than they are, and contracts than they are with winning playoff games. And so our first Twitter question to our audience, you can go vote on it, Bishop_show. Will the Houston Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors in 5 games?
Absolutely not. That's...
I'm taking the Rockets in 5.
So you're telling me there's a lack of focus on the Warriors' part? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yeah, that
is. I mean, they could be out promoting fights. They could be out fishing. I mean, they could be doing all kind
of
stuff.
They're about to have plenty of time to go fishing.
That teams in the playoffs don't do. I mean, Warriors are the Warriors. They're a championship team. I expect them to rise to the level of their competition. Competition goes up, they'll rise to the occasion. That's what they do. They have nothing else to prove, so, you know, they'll get this.
Or in the event of the Clippers play down to their competition.
Yeah, that's what they've done.
Took them 6 games to eliminate the 8. I'm telling you, they're not. Here's the bottom line. Look, listen to what I'm about to say to you.
Mark this down. Write this down. What are we talking about?
The Golden State Warriors
are NBA champions.
Will not beat the Houston Rockets. And if by some wild stretch of the imagination that Golden State sneaks its way past the Rockets. They're not beating the Blazers.
Okay, man.
They're not beating the Rockets, and if they do, they're not beating the Blazers, and most certainly, if they beat the Blazers, they're not going to beat the Bucks.
The Bucks look like a buzzsaw right now. I would not want any part of the Milwaukee Bucks. Is this what we're talking, NBA playoffs this segment? Is that what we're talking about?
I guess we can.
Okay. I like the Warriors over the Rockets. I don't think the Rockets are as good as they were last year. Their record kind of proves that. I think the Warriors kind of rise to the occasion. I mean, it's getting to the point now where they've had a lengthy championship run. And now they realize that they got to turn it up a notch. I don't know if they will.
That's an asinine argument.
Doesn't matter to me if they do or not, but they've got certainly the talent levels on that roster for them to rise to the occasion. But I just think they're a better basketball team than the Rockets.
You want to tell me that Houston's not as good as they were last year because their record isn't as good, but yet Golden State won 72 games or 73 games, whatever it was.
That was three years ago.
Without Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And then you're telling me that because they didn't win as many games with Kevin Durant, that they were a better team without him?
I don't think the Rockets are a better team than they were last year. I mean, I think they would have beat the Warriors last year if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt.
See, this is
in that series.
This is the problem with you and I.
See, I don't think they're as good as this year.
You like to argue things both ways, where I just make a statement and I stick to it.
Yeah, I mean, usually you're wrong. I mean, that's because you lack objectivity.
The Houston Rockets aren't as good because their record isn't, but when Golden State didn't win as many games, they're still as good.
I don't think they're as good, but I think they're good enough to get past the Rockets.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester Street and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 and call ahead for orders. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
So the NBA, I guess, round of eight. Golden State, Houston, Portland still waiting on the winner of Denver and San Antonio, Milwaukee and Boston in the East, as well in the East, Philadelphia and Toronto.
I got the Warriors in six. Spurs and Nuggets play a game seven today. Man, I don't know. This was one that we circled a couple of weeks ago, saying this could be the Spurs or... They've got that championship lineage. Nuggets are upstart. Popovich probably go down as a top five coach of all time in the NBA. Man, I don't know. I would be.
Can the Spurs beat the Blazers?
If they get to them, yes.
Can the Nuggets beat the Blazers?
Yes.
I say no on both of those.
We'll see about Portland. We'll see if Portland used up everything they had to beat Oklahoma City.
They only played five games.
They played five games, but Portland has not been a good playoff team, and maybe they have changed their fortunes here, and we'll see. But playing the Spurs in its Western Conference semifinals is no picnic for anybody, and I don't care if the Spurs are a 7 or 8 seed. It doesn't matter. They're the Spurs.
Portland's got the second best player in the Western Conference on their team.
Second best behind, who are you talking about? Behind
LeBron.
Okay. Here we go. See, our listeners, they're right. They listen to the show, and here you go. All right. There you go.
You kind of walked into that.
I didn't walk in. I mean,
you asked me a question.
The best players in the NBA usually are still playing at this time of year. I'm just saying.
I'll take the Bucks over the Celtics in seven games.
I'll take the Bucks in six.
I'll take Toronto over the Sixers in six.
I'll take the Sixers over the Raptors. We're talking about the Raptors. I'll take the Sixers over the Raptors in six.
And I maintain this. I've said this all along. If the Raptors find themselves in the NBA playoffs, they will win it. Or in the NBA finals, they will win the championship.
Okay.
If Toronto gets to the finals, they will win.
I'll take the Sixers over the Raptors. They are the Raptors at the end of the day.
I'll take Houston over Golden State in five.
I'll take Golden State over Houston in six.
I'll take Portland over Denver or San Antonio. It doesn't matter. In five or six.
I'll take Portland over San Antonio, and I'll take Denver over Portland.
San Antonio over Denver?
Just according to who wins this game, game seven.
Say that again?
I'll take Portland over San Antonio if the Spurs get in, and I'll take Denver over Portland if the Nuggets get in.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Yeah.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky. Oh, it's
In a few moments, we'll have a new Twitter question up, and that is going to be, how many games would it take the Portland Trail Blazers to beat the Golden State Warriors in a playoff series?
80? I don't know.
80's not an option.
Okay. That's what it would probably take.
The options are going to be 5, 6-7 or they won't.
They won't. That's the answer I would choose. I mean, you want the Warriors to lose. I get it, but we'll see. We'll know how this Rocket series is going to play out in the next week. By the time we get back here next Saturday, we'll see. We'll get your traditional backtrack. That's what you do. Yeah,
if that's what you want to call
You'll
it.
You'll be backtracking.
We already have early votes in on will the Houston Rockets beat the Warriors in 5 games.
I'm calling Twitter, too.
Currently 50-50.
You put up Twitter polls and you vote on your own poll. I mean, we got to stop that kind of stuff, man. That's not legit.
I'm not voting my own poll. I've been standing right here in front of you. There's no way I could have.
Next week, mark this down, Warriors winning it all. That'll be something on the weekend review. Best team on the planet. Now, they'll go from getting beat in 5 to the best team on the planet in 7 days. Sometimes, 6.5 days.
Sometimes things change.
But Jacksonville, draft grade for the Jaguars. I'm going to say right now a solid A.
Oh, it's an A-plus for me.
It's solid. I mean, this is a great draft.
They went from a 6-10 team to a Super Bowl contender.
I mean, they address 2 big positions in need. You can never have enough pass rushers in the NFL.
I'm going to give the Falcons a B.
Yeah, I mean, just simply because it's not the headline guys, the skill people. I mean, they needed offensive line help, and they went out and got it. 2 offensive linemen in the first round. I'd like to see them address that secondary, but we'll see.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water from their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roasts and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233-166 Key Circle Drive.
Now we're going to do a little part of this show that we're going to start doing every week here in this last segment, and it's called Guess That ERA. So I'm going to read to you an Atlanta Braves ERA,
okay,
and you tell me which pitcher it belongs to.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
9.28.
Oh, my gosh. Carl. Is he gone? They done sent him down?
He's already down in AAA.
Okay.
He's been back up twice since they've sent him down. And okay, then they sent him down again. 9.28, name that Atlanta Braves pitcher.
I missed. I was wrong. Who is it?
Chad Sobotka.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to read these to you just so you get an idea of where the pitching is for this team. I'm not going to read to you like the guys that are doing well. I'll give them honorable mention. Tomlin Jackson. Biddle's ERA is okay, but really...
Tomlin looked good coming in the other night. Yeah.
All right, so this is where we're at.
All right.
Wes Parsons, 4.3.
That's not too high.
Shane Carl, 5.4.
Yeah, that's getting on up there in the danger zone.
Julio Teheran, 5.4.
He needs to go, and I've been... here you go, you got to get... Well, the show's not... That's another topic. Yeah, we got to get rid of him.
A.J. Minter, 5.87.
I'm surprised by that. I thought he'd have a better ERA. I thought he would pitch better.
Tuku Toussaint, 8.59.
Does he lead Major League Baseball and hit batters right now? He's got to.
Sobotka, 9.28. And leading the team with the highest ERA, not currently on the club, because he's in AAA, or on the disabled list, or the injured list, excuse me.
Yeah.
Johnny Venner's 20.25.
Johnny's on up there in years, so he's probably done in Atlanta, don't you think?
They're not going to win the division without him, pitching well. He's got to be on the roster getting guys out for this team to win the division.
Okay, well, then he's got to have a dramatic turnaround. I thought, you know, it's time for Julio to go. You got to package him in, get something in return for him.
2-3 with a 5.4 ERA, 31 innings, 19 runs, 19 earned runs.
Fulte's back today.
That is what's supposed to happen. 5 home runs on the season. Here's the kicker for Julio. 17 walks.
I'm just not a big fan. Haven't been. I mean, he's been the opening day starter for 6 years in a row. Is that
Braves legacy?
He's got to go, man. He's got to go. The trade line. Trade him. Package him. We need something in return.
Might as well. You're going to basically have to give him away at this point.
I mean, he's had his chance to be, you know.
He was a phenom. Remember that? He was going to be the Braves shutdown number one can't hit guy for the next decade.
What's the other guy's name? He's got a lot. What's his? Toussaint? What's his name?
Tuki Toussaint.
Yeah. Man, how many?
8.59.
He's got good stuff, but he just does not know where it's going when it leaves his hand.
Well, in fairness, he's only pitched 10 2/3 innings. So
How many hit batters does he have in those 10 innings?
Well, he's got 8. No, he's got 3 walks, so I don't know how many hit batters.
I watched him the other night. My dad called me and said, this Toussaint guy's hit 4 batters in this game. I said, really? He said, every curveball he throws goes off somebody's ankle or foot. I said, well, it might be cold weather. I said, I don't know what it is, but they better start wearing some shin guards when they come up to the plate when this guy's on the hill.
Kevin Gausman isn't really doing all that great either. He's under 4, but barely, 3.96.
Fulton Navitch is going to kind of bring the staff together when he comes back today.
The question is, who's going to be sent down or put on injured reserve with a strained calf?
Venters. He's on the injured reserve now.
He's already there. I guess it's Sabatka.
Or Toussaint.
You're right. It'd probably be Tukey.
Yep.
Starting guy.
Yep.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1 X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach, live local country.